This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day where we have that special edition, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us in studio. We do have a special guest, which we'll get to momentarily. But first of all, Kurt, how are you, sir?
It's nice to see you again.
It is good to see you.
You're almost ready to get into a sprint.
Hey, I am, man. I'm about 48 days after knee replacement surgery, and I'm telling you, it's a process.
But
of
I think Victoria could outrun you.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Yeah, trust me, she's ready for me to be healed too.
Of course she is.
Yeah, but no, she's been an excellent nurse for me during this time, but I think she's ready for me to be well. Absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Kurt's actually helping us out right now with a refinance ourselves. And Kurt, your phones are ringing and you're busy.
Yeah, we still are. It's just people keep on coming in. One of the main reasons, and everybody knows this, is because of rates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard rates were below 2% on a 15-year? Or in the mid to low threes, or in the mid to low twos on a 30-year? So, yeah, we're quite busy. And with home values, if you look at home values, they've never been this high. The amount of equity that people have at their home to be able to take money out at, 1 to 2% is, so it's keeping us quite busy. You're going to have, no matter where you go, you're going to have a little patience.
Sure.
Because all the lenders are just slammed.
Absolutely. So when should you consider, buying or refinancing?
Well, if you think that within the next 12 to 24 months you're going to move, preferably in state, we like to stay here,
absolutely,
but if you're going to move, probably now would be the best time, simply because of the rates. This time next year, they're not going to be here. So if you wait a year, even though the prices might settle a little bit, you're going to pay a higher rate, so your payment's going to even be higher. And if you're thinking about refinancing, you got to ask yourself a question. Where can I borrow money at 1% to 2% and pay off my debt or to do a home improvement? Because anything you put into your house, you're going to get 50 to 90 cents on the dollar back. If you put money into a kitchen, it's like 90 cents on the dollar. If you put it in a basement, it's like 80 cents on the dollar. So that money's coming back, and you're only borrowing at 1% to 2%. It's almost like PPP money where you got it at 1%.
Yeah, I know. That is pretty cool, dude.
That was pretty cool. I mean, how could you not go after that kind of money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much easier. So you need to reconsider. And it's the old myth that the rate had to drop 1 point before you did it, not now. Okay. I'm seeing people move out of 2.75 and drop to 2.25, 2%. And they're saving $300-$500 a month simply because of the loan size.
All right, good deal. What's changed just over the last few weeks? Anything exciting?
Not so much. Just that the lenders are in a little bit of a bidding war on rates. Understand when the rates get so low, you're going to hear some astronomical rates. But some of the lenders that are giving you those rates, they're going to charge you extra fees to get there because there's just not enough margin in that for the lender. They're still borrowing money at 0.025%, selling it at 1.5% to 2%. They got to make some money up front.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's what you're seeing.
All right. Kurt and his team will help you out. 720-895-0500. Again, it is Affordable Interest Mortgage. Well, we are glad to have for the first time on this show someone that you hear every Friday from 12:30 to 1, and it's Dr. Mark Riggs, 5280 Functional Medicine. Check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. Dr. Riggs, glad to have you here on a Tuesday.
Guys, thanks for having me.
You get out during the
appreciate
week, too,
it.
Huh? Not just Fridays.
No. You get a two for this week.
All right, good deal. And once again, congratulations to wife and yourself. Just welcome to new baby.
That's right.
How's the sleep coming?
Sleep's going all right. She's been pretty easy on us so far, but, it's a long journey, so anything can happen in the next year or so.
Absolutely. Well, once again, our show on Fridays is Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Riggs, and you can catch us on Fridays from 12:30 to 1. Well, Dr. Riggs, for this audience, and hopefully people have caught you on Fridays, but for those that may not have heard you before, give us a little background on yourself.
Well, I am originally from the Chicagoland area. I met my wife in chiropractic school, but going way, way back kind of to what got me into doing what I do today, I started off as a pretty heavy kid. I had what we were talking about last radio show, last Friday, talking on the childhood obesity topic. That was me when I was about 10 years old. And I still remember going into my fifth grade physical between fourth and fifth grade. I was about 140 pounds.
Hello.
And I was about 5'1 or 5'2. So, and to put that into perspective, later when I was a freshman and sophomore in high school running varsity cross country, I was about 135 pounds and I was almost a foot taller. So, that's kind of, to me, when I think all the way back to the, you know, earliest little germ of what got me into what I'm doing, it kind of starts back there. And then it gets me into, you know, how I eventually started, you know, starting to hit that puberty age, getting into girls and other things and wanting to lose weight and not get picked on and things like that. So I started, my dad started taking me to the gym and the local YMCA started pushing weights around well before I was probably supposed to, again, like 10, 11 years old. I still remember the sign, nobody under 14 years old allowed, right? So I don't remember the exact day I took my first lap around the indoor track, but I started doing that and the rest was history. I again started hitting that age where I started to grow and I started exercising more and moving my body more and started to thin out. And over about a 12-month period, it was a complete transformation. And I started, developing little injuries again with the running and started developing shin splints and stress fractures. And so in my personal experiencing sports injuries, started coming into contact with certain healthcare providers, right? Lots of physical therapists, lots of doctors of chiropractic and orthopedists and orthopedic surgeons. And so I learned a lot of rehab that I used later after college and personal training. And, anyway, that's kind of where it started, is getting into fitness, getting into health, getting into exercise. It's a funny story when I think back. It always seems like such a huge part of my youth where I was real heavy, and in reality it was probably only 2 or 3 years, but it seems like forever at that age.
It had an impact on you.
Absolutely, and that's where it all started. So I got interested in the sports medicine aspect of things from quite a early age, you know, junior high age, before I even became a teenager, and then started developing these sports injuries with all the running that I was doing. And, you know, going from 5'2", 5'1", and 140 pounds, very overweight, to, you know, winning district junior high cross country and track and field championships and distance running. I mean, it was quite a transformation in a very short period of time. So with that comes the right. injuries and all that stuff. And so, that's what first exposed me to the different types of healthcare providers out there and in the area of sports medicine. But at the same time, I always had a gentleman in my life who was, my best friend's father, who was the town doctor of chiropractic, but he wasn't just a chiropractor like most people think of, that are, you know, you're in, you're out in 5 or 10 minutes and you get the full spine adjustment treatment and that's it. This gentleman did that, but he also employed functional medicine in his practice. And it probably wasn't even called functional medicine back then in the, you know, when he started his practice in the early 80s and when I saw him in the mid 90s and late 90s. But it was just how he practiced. And I thought it was kind of interesting. He did a lot of specimen collection and blood chemistry analysis and, you know, body mass index and really what functional medicine is all about, which is getting to the underlying cause of a particular chronic condition. It's not just about slapping a pill on every ill or adjusting, you know, things away with each time that you come in to be adjusted by the doctor of chiropractic. It's a combination of things and really striving to get to the underlying cause of a person's dysfunction and symptoms. And I didn't know that it had a name. Now, fast forward till I get to chiropractic school. Now I'm in my late 20s, and I start coming across different programs offered, and one of them was something called the Program for Chiropractic Internists, board-certified chiropractic internists. And most people don't realize this, but under the in the chiropractic field, just like in the medical field and the osteopathic field, there are specialty degree programs that you can explore and go into. And I met my now wife in chiropractic school, and she was actually the person that turned me on to this program that we both took, and we both became board certified chiropractic internists. And basically, you are a licensed doctor of chiropractic medicine that specializes in all of the chronic musculoskeletal ailments that most people know to go to the chiropractor for. But in addition to that 4-year professional doctorate degree, it's an additional about 2.5 year focused, pointed specialty degree program in internal medicine and the comprehensive diagnosis and holistic treatment of chronic internal conditions. And I thought that was awesome. I thought that was really, really neat. And I'm going through the curriculum of the program for the next 2 years and thinking, wow, there's blood chemistry analysis, there's, you know, endocrinology and cardiovascular and respiratory and cancer co-management and autoimmunity and, you know, supporting the immune system health and how to do all that stuff, how to identify certain things and certain patterns in blood chemistry and advanced specimen, you know, diagnosis. This is right up my alley. Holy cow. And I could couple this with, you know, nutritional training that I gain along the way. And so it was really a remarkable, the chiropractic school that I went to was a particular school in the Chicago suburbs that focuses on training their doctors of chiropractic to be primary care physicians, not just spinal technicians, if you will. And so they provided us with a tremendous foundational education in the basic sciences and in the clinical sciences, and then getting into the clinic and actually working hands-on. And then in addition to all that, my wife and I are starting the internal medicine program that allows us the resources and the training and the education to specialize in these chronic internal conditions. And when I say chronic internal conditions, I'm talking about things that everyone has heard of before and everyone has a family member or friend suffering from. Things like cardiovascular disease, things like Alzheimer's and dementia, things like cancer and hypertension and diabetes. All of these things are the biggest killers in our Western society here in the United States. And I thought, wow, if I'm going to specialize in anything, because you could specialize in neurology, be a board certified chiropractic neurologist or orthopedics or a radiologist, or, you know, into sports medicine or rehabilitation or occupational medicine. There's all sorts of
choices,
chiropractic pediatrics. Yeah. We have a friend back in Chicago in St. Charles, Illinois, who has a practice that revolves around chiropractic pediatrics. There was another gentleman who passed away, was an instructor who specialized in women's health, right? So there's all sorts of specialties, and that's why when we talk, I say, you know, not all doctors of chiropractic are created equal. Many just do the adjustments mm-hmm. and the ultrasound and the TENS and things like that, but there are those out there that specialize into very unique practices that are not like all of the practices that you see driving down the road that just say chiropractor above the door, right? So my wife and I got into that, and I just figured, hey, if I'm going to go into anything and couple my basic, you know, the chiropractic education with any sort of specialty degree, it makes perfect sense to get into chronic internal disorders, because you don't have to go very far to mm-hmm. bump into somebody that's suffering from one of these, as opposed to, let's say, neurology, right? Sure. Specifically, that's an interesting and unique specialty, but I think a lot more people are suffering from cardiovascular disease and diabetes than cerebellum disorders, you know? So I figured to help the most people, and it happened to be something that I was foaming at the mouth to learn more about. We get internal medicine training in school, but, you know, it's a small fraction of what we get. And this was taking that small fraction and blowing it up to an additional 2 years plus. So that's my background. That is kind of how my wife and I found each other in school and trained together in to be board certified chiropractic internists. And so you know, it involved that 4-year professional doctorate and passing 4 national board certification exams, and then an additional 2 years or 300-hour postdoctorate program with an additional 3 national board certification exams for internal medicine, and then continuing education every year. And so basically, my wife and I, when we decided to move out this way and start our practice, 5280 Functional Medicine, it's to employ a philosophy of care that's not just the symptom-based approach that we were talking about before the show. You go to your typical conventional doctor and you come in and you have high cholesterol, or you have depression, or you have hypertension. You typically get a drug for that. Right. That's what there are exceptions to that rule. But sure. For the most of us, the doctor only has, we've talked about this ad nauseum, 8 to 12 minutes on average in the United States that's paid by insurance. So the doctor is going to keep it to what insurance covers. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they could be making a lot more money. And in that 8 to 12 minutes, how much time do they really have to get into all the lifestyle and nutritional related factors that are inducing that hypertension, sure. That perfect storm that results in diabetes or cancer or hypertension or autoimmune disease, right? They don't have it, right? They don't have it. So they're going to give their patients what they're number one, trained in, which is pharmaceuticals, and number two, what they have time for, which is pharmaceuticals, yeah. Whipping out the prescription pad and writing another prescription for that, whatever that symptom is. And what my wife and I do is we're basically modern day health detectives, trained in the current medical diagnostic tools as well as special functional diagnosis. So we're chiropractic specialists trained to employ and interpret methods such as blood chemistry studies, urinalysis, electrocardiogram, vascular Doppler ultrasound, spirometry, DEXA bone density testing, urine hormone testing, food sensitivity testing, various diagnostic imaging studies that we've all heard of, like X-ray and CT and MRI. We perform comprehensive stool analysis because lots of dysfunction in the gut results in lots of complaints with the skin, lots of complaints with psychiatric complaints, lots of things can stem from the gut, and various other advanced diagnostic tools. So we basically, a board-certified chiropractic internist, such as my wife or I, we basically utilize those diagnostic studies and couple them with therapeutic methods that emphasize conservative and minimally invasive approaches to minimize risk to our patients. And so these things include things like clinical nutrition, right? I've talked about this before on the radio. How crazy is it that our medical doctors, our osteopaths, our physician's assistants, our nurses and nurse practitioners get almost zero, if not zero, training in clinical nutrition, one of the foundations of health.
Right.
So if you don't have any formal education in clinical nutrition, what kind of education are you giving your patients? And I've talked about that in previous shows. We've gone to pediatricians for our new little ones that we've had, and the advice that they give us as new parents, and they don't know who they're talking to, obviously. We don't advertise that. We just go in and go along for the ride and see what happens. And the education that they provide us, which is the same education that they've provided 500 other patients that week, is pretty horrendous as far as nutritional advice and lifestyle-based advice, if they give any at all, sure. Right? So they either don't give any at all, which is bad enough, and if they do give some, most of the time it's misinformation. And this is coming from, you know, again, my wife and I are board-certified internists and board-eligible nutritionists, and so we know what we're talking about when it comes to cultivating health in children, in adults. No matter what your age, no matter what your background, we take a very detailed health history that's on our website that anybody can download if, you know, for anybody that's interested in potentially becoming a patient. Our intake paperwork is on our website, and you can download it. It's under the tab for new patients, and it's extensive in a good way. It covers all the important information that most doctors are not asking, right? So you go to most doctors' offices, we've all filled out the paperwork. You get the family history / past medical history, and you get like a medication form, right? And then what are your current symptoms?
Well, and what kills me too, real quick, and we got to take a break, but what kills me is you fill out these 10 pages, Kurt. They take you back there.
They ask you the same
question. And they read nothing that you just spent 20 minutes filling out.
Look at it.
You're like, dude, why did you have me fill all that out if you're not going to read it?
Oh, man. When I was in college, I used to give the physician's assistants such a hard time. Here, I'm this young college kid. I don't know anything. And I'm getting so frustrated at these physician's assistants because that's the protocol. Yeah. It's like, I fill out all the paperwork. Just what you said. I fill out all the paperwork. Then the physician's assistant comes in and asks me all the same questions right. All over again. Just gets you wound up, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, you're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters with our guest, Dr. Mark Riggs. And you can catch our show again with Dr. Riggs on Fridays from 12:30 to 1. It's 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. We'll be right back. Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. Glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs with us today, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. His number, 720-722-0386. And once again, I'd like to invite you on Fridays to listen to our show with Dr. Riggs from 12:30 to 1 every Friday.
Okay, I'm kind of naive here, and I'm going to come at you. I'm listening to the show. I hear what you're saying, and I'm like, okay, maybe there's parts of me inside that aren't working the way they're supposed to work. So I'm brand new here. I pick up the phone. I call you. What's my first visit? What are we going to talk about? What are you going to look for?
First visit, like I said, we have people fill out that intake paperwork because it's a little lengthy, maybe a little lengthier
you're
than
you're going to read it, though, right?
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it ahead of time if you give it to me ahead of time. So okay. We have people fill it out ahead of time, send it back to us, or bring it in for the visit. I'm going to read through it meticulously. And then we're going – after we review that paperwork, at some point during that initial 90-minute visit, How often do you get 90 minutes with any healthcare provider?
Sure. I get nine, I'm good.
At nine, right? Yeah, 90 minutes. In that 90 minutes, we go over that paperwork very meticulously. We go through a problem-focused physical examination in our examination room. And then we have a discussion together. We collaborate, and it's not just me saying, okay, this is exactly what you have to do, and if you don't agree, then get out of my office. It's going to be a collaborative effort. We meet people where they are. Everybody's going to be different. Right? You've heard of that, right? People,
that's right.
People, I'm not laughing. I mean, it's not a joke. People actually do get intimidated by their doctors. Some people have gotten thrown out of the office for whatever the reason. It's my way or the highway. That's not our attitude at our in our practice. So it's a collaborative effort. And so we've been talking about functional medicine and sort of a little bit of how functional medicine compares and contrasts to conventional medicine. And I just want people to realize that, yeah, functional medicine is a root cause approach to healthcare, to primary care, whereas conventional medicine is very much symptom-based. And a few other key features of functional medicine as it compares to what we're used to, conventional medicine, which is functional medicine is very much health-oriented. We're focused on optimizing health, not just preventing disease and death, right? Conventional medicine, I compare them to the fire department, right? They have a purpose and they're very good at what they do. And if you step off a curb, you get hit by a car, you go to the ER and you get treated by the best emergency medicine in the world. And so we've talked about that. Traumas and infectious disease, conventional medicine does really, really well. But when you look at the rates of chronic disease, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's and dementia, all the biggest chronic killers? No way. They're just, and they don't claim to be the best at those either. Mm-hmm. It's very much a symptom-based approach to care when it comes to chronic disease. But, you know, most of us are dying from chronic disease now in the 21st century, not like in maybe the 18th or 19th century when traumas were a lot more common and infectious disease wiping out population was a lot more common. It's now chronic disease. It's lifestyle-induced conditions that are now killing people more than anything else. 7 out of the top 10 causes of death in the United States are all due to chronic disease, and our conventional medical model is just not equipped to deal with that. Again, I go back to the 8 to 12-minute doctor's visit. When these chronic diseases, all of them, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, autoimmunity, these are all multifactorial. This isn't I fell off a ladder and I broke my leg. You set the leg, you cast it, you brace it, and you're back to normal in 8 weeks. You go to one doctor, there's one treatment, there's one diagnosis. That's not how chronic disease works. It's multifactorial. It involves, you know, it would in a conventional medical model, it would involve numerous specialists, numerous types of treatment modalities, lots of various diagnoses to gather all the pieces of the puzzle. It's just not as simple as we're trying to approach it. So we're basically, Scott and Kurt, using like a 200-year-old medical model where conventional medicine was born, you know, 300 years ago. We're using that same model today on the top killers, and it's not working out well for anybody because the disease rates continue to skyrocket. Heart disease continues to be the number one killer for men and women in America. Diabetes is the fastest growing chronic metabolic disease in the United States. Alzheimer's is growing. All of these things are big bad news, and just going to the conventional doctor to get the basic labs in the 8 to 12 minutes, they barely look at you. They no longer touch you and do a physical exam anymore. That is very problematic, to say the least.
Right.
That brings up a question. At what point, I could be a potential consumer, at what point do I say, okay, I need to go in and see what's going on to find out, are there signs that I should be reading, things that I should know about, or at what age should I maybe see something to my child and say, okay, we need to bring my child in? Is it 2? Is it 8? What's the age for me or for them, and what should I be seeing?
Sure. Yeah, it's a little bit different for kids, but I'll say that we've had parents bring in their children because they've gone to the doctor and the doctor just offers a steroid, or the doctor just offers some immunosuppressant drug, or the doctor just offers a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And they're sort of getting the impression, they keep going to different conventional doctors and realizing that, I keep just getting the drug-based approach. They're just treating the symptoms. But I realize that's their training, but I, as a parent, I'm thinking, well, my kid doesn't have like a Advil deficiency. So what's, you know, why are you telling me that your only solution is to take Motrin? He's six. He's been having headaches, you know, or he's 10. He's been having headaches chronically since he was six. And your plan is to just keep him on the Motrin forever.
Yeah.
Right. It appears the doctor just, it's open-ended. So patients sometimes bring in their children we've had patients bring in their kids for autoimmune conditions and arthritic conditions and, obesity issues and, all different sorts of things. There are even a couple of cases of, allergies and asthma and chronic sinus infections or urinary tract infections. And I will tell you that for every treatment that conventional medicine has, most of the time, I mean, all these cases that I'm coming up with right off the top of my head here, there is a conventional treatment for that can result in pretty serious adverse effects. And then my wife and I employ conservative treatments for each one of those things that involve maybe a more active role in your care, right? It's going to involve you having to change something slightly about the food that you're eating or your lifestyle.
Well, that's the definition of insanity. Keep doing what you're doing expecting something different.
Right.
If you want to get better, you got to change.
Right. Yeah. But that's not how we have been conditioned to believe by our doctors, by the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, the United States and New Zealand are the only two countries on earth that allow direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceutical drugs. So we are getting beaten over the head by – kids and adults alike are getting beaten over the head by these ads saying, ask your doctor if you are right for this drug because you're feeling sad. Well, you know, or ask your doctor for this drug if you're a little overweight. And it's like, but hold on a second. I realize that that's super easy to just take a pill, but are you really any healthier just taking a pill? Or are you just manipulating? Is that pill just manipulating your physiology, resulting in altered symptom expression? And the answer, as a doctor, the answer is you are no healthier.
Sure.
I will tell you if your doctor won't. You are no healthier just taking the drug for your high cholesterol or your high blood sugar or your high hypertension and doing nothing about the lifestyle factors that are driving those symptoms in the first place.
Where's the problem? How do I fix the problem at the core so it doesn't come back and I don't need the drugs?
And again, guess what? It does involve a more active approach to your care. We're going to be asking you to do something. Sure. That can be more or less uncomfortable for different people. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, if you commit to something and you invest in your health, then the results will be more significant and more profound. I promise you, they always are. There's very little that we can promise, but I can promise you much better results if you take an active role in your healthcare than taking a completely passive role in your healthcare. And maybe you've been thinking, gee, I wonder if it's time. I wonder if I should be doing something. And your doctor keeps telling you, no. All you have to do is just go home and take your metformin twice a day, and you'll be all right. So maybe it's sometimes it is the patient trying to look for that easy excuse.
Sure.
And those typically aren't our ideal patients. Our ideal patients are the patients that hear me or my wife. They hear us at a health talk. They hear us on the radio. They look us up on the internet. They go to our website and they think, everything that they're talking about really jives with me. That makes sense. I'm down. I'm up for
it. I'm active being active in my life.
Yes, I'm up for that. I'm ready for it. I've been dealing with this long enough that I am ready for this. And it's not by taking an active role, it doesn't mean flipping things on its head and going crazy and changing everything and revamping everything from top to bottom. Sometimes it's just very, especially earlier upstream in the process.
Right.
You asked, when do I know I need to come in? Well, for you or for somebody, you know, my parents' age or even somebody my age and anywhere in between, the earlier the better, because we can identify patterns in blood chemistry, for example. We can identify patterns in advanced laboratory diagnosis that will prevent potentially the expression of downstream symptoms had we not done anything and intervened.
Dementia, Alzheimer's, those type.
Right, yeah, controlling blood sugar, controlling hypertension. I mean, some of these things, they are chronic low-grade conditions that, you know, kill you slowly over time, or it's like, you know, the widowmaker type of heart attack. It's the one-and-done type of heart attack. Well, you get a lot of patients going, geez, I didn't have any idea. I thought he was healthy. I thought everything was fine. There was no symptoms. My doctor told him it was fine based on the basic lipid panel. He gets his blood pressure checked, but
you're in range.
But all of a sudden, you're in the conventional range. And unfortunately, a lot of times the conventional range is off. The conventional range is a little too broad. We look at not only conventional range and have respect for those ranges, but look at functional, more optimal ranges that again, cultivate optimal health. If you're in that sweet spot, you're far less likely to develop diabetes. And then if you're less likely to develop diabetes, you're less likely to develop dementia and Alzheimer's. It's all about getting seen early and often so that we can intervene. And when we intervene earlier, the modifications can be very mild, very minor, as opposed to now you wait until your conventional doctor tells you, okay, now you used to have prediabetes, but I didn't tell you any, you know, they're not saying this, but I've had family members, they've had prediabetes and their doctor doesn't tell them they have prediabetes because the conventional doctors intervene when you have full-blown diabetes. That's what the drugs are for. That's what, you know, that's what the conventional treatment is geared towards.
And guess what? You're going to be making changes then. You know,
yeah. I mean, so people say, well, you know, yeah, functional medicine, you know, it's kind of expensive. I got to pay out of pocket. And it's like, well, What's more expensive, not just monetarily, but for your mm-hmm. time, your energy, and your money? Sure. What's more expensive, to be in the hospital for 3 months, being literally dissected from starting with your big toe all the way up your foot because you've got uncontrolled diabetes? And by the way, they're feeding you pizza and ice cream and pudding in the hospital if you're a diabetic while they're treating you for your diabetes.
It's Pizza Tuesday.
Exactly.
It's really asinine what's going on in our conventional system for these chronic conditions. I mean, we're being fed by a food industry that pays no attention to health, and we're being cared for by a healthcare industry that pays no attention to the food that we eat. And it's this perfect cocktail for both titan industries to make tons and tons of money. There's tons of misinformation out there. So we really, again, we pride ourselves in taking a root cause approach to care. We pride ourselves on educating our patients what's wrong with you, what we can do about it, not just from a symptom-based approach to provide patients with some short-term relief, but while we're doing that, providing you with education and, you know, teaching people about the food and the stress in their lives and how the sleep impacts their chronic conditions and things like that, how that has a real impact on things like inflammation that drive most of these chronic disease. And when we go about managing those underlying causes and those risk factors, then we can really get a handle on some of these chronic conditions and not just treat and manage the symptoms like conventional medicine does with drugs, but truly get people well, get people healthy, and in turn, reversing these chronic conditions, right? Many of them, sure. Right? I mean, diabetes is defined as a chronic, progressive, irreversible metabolic condition that affects lots of organs and the result of which is high blood sugar on your labs. But it's not chronic and progressive and irreversible necessarily. It is, because the conventional textbooks tell us that it is, but it only is on a drug-only approach. So if you actually employ a functional medicine approach with doctors that actually do this and may deal with patients and their lifestyle factors that drive their risk factors for certain chronic conditions, now you're going to get somewhere. And obviously we do that along with our conventional counterparts. Our conventional counterparts, their goal is to prevent death and disease. Our job is to also usher the patient closer towards optimal health, mm-hmm. right? So every healing art has its place. It's not a pyramid with medical doctors at the top, the all-knowing.
Sure.
Bow down, right? They know all. It's not necessarily that way. It's more like a tree with different branches, and you've got your acupuncturist, and you've got your doctor of chiropractic, you've got your allopathic doctor, you've got the massage therapist, or the physical therapist. The goal, the idea that I that I've said before is gather a competent team of healthcare providers that can provide you with all these different healing arts. Assemble a team. Don't put all your eggs in my basket or any other doctor's basket because it might not go over so well in the long term. So, we use the medications when they're indicated, when they're necessary, but oftentimes the drug-only approach is being used as a first line. They're being used not just for acute issues, but for these chronic issues. That's why my record at my office is one patient on 21 drugs for different chronic issues. This person happened to be diabetic. And that's just a result of in my opinion, poor doctoring, but it's their training. You know, it's if you get trained in the pharmaceutical approach, then guess what you're going to get next time you go to the doctor? You're probably going to get another drug.
Can you imagine trying to take 21 pills at least once a day?
I'll be good. Huh?
What kind of little bucket do I have to hold all my pills?
But, you know, we talked, Dr. Riggs and I talked about this a few weeks ago, but you think about when you get a prescription. You go back, pharmacy there, they put your pill bottle in a bag, and then what do they staple to it? About a 6-page brochure of all the negative things, you know.
That it can do for you.
Yeah, you get a little small booklet on all the things. And so when you look at, okay, is this really even going to help the condition?
It covers it up, like he says. It's just covering the symptom to say goodbye to it.
Is it going to affect some other things that are going to be negative?
And again, I'm not against drugs.
Yeah, I mean, it's all got its place.
I'm against a drug-only approach. I'm not against drugs. I'm against a drug-only approach. So. Sure. Add a functional medicine approach on top of the symptom-based medicine approach, the drug approach. Because otherwise, your doctor's suggestion is you got to take that Lipitor. Okay. Well, next time you go to your doctor, if you're listening right now, you're taking Lipitor. Go to your doctor next time and say, when can I get off my Lipitor? And I can guarantee you, 9 times out of 10 or more, the doctor's going to say, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? You've got high cholesterol, you're going to be on this Lipitor. And from, doctor to doctor, there's a liability there. Mm-hmm. If they wind up with a diagnosis of hypercholesterolemia or dyslipidemia and they get labeled with that, good luck having looking forward to the day when your doctor voluntarily takes you off of it. You know, so you've got to, in order to get truly well, you've got to apply this functional medicine approach, which is address the lifestyle factors that resulted in the condition in the first place. Then we're getting somewhere. Then you can go back to your doctor. Your doctor goes, holy cow, your blood pressure is actually a little on the low side. Maybe we can lighten up on your medication. And that's how patients end up going about weaning back off of their medications. And again, you're the boss. The patient is the boss. You are the boss. Don't be beaten up by your doctor. Don't be intimidated by your doctor. I work for you. Your other doctors work for you. And if they're not cool with collaborating with you and for, you know, you taking an active role in your health or getting healthy and getting off of your medications, then fire your doctor and find somebody who will. There's plenty of them out there. So yes, I strongly encourage anybody out there that's interested in taking a more active role in their health to explore functional medicine. Go to our website, 5280functionalmed.com. It's a great educational tool. We've got patient handouts. We've got past radio shows. We've got research articles on there supporting what we do and how we do it and this functional medicine approach and videos and all sorts of things. We really designed it to be an educational tool for people interested in functional medicine who want to learn more. And we do webinars, we do community health talks pre-COVID. Hopefully we can go back to that someday because I really like interfacing with the public. who knows? But it's really about, you know, we like educating our patients and educating people in how to get healthy, how to get well. And I'm not saying that I'm against drugs. I'm against a drug-only approach to chronic health conditions. And so we can add that functional approach. We can treat these underlying risk factors and underlying lifestyle factors that drive these chronic conditions. And we can really start cooking with gasoline on reversing these chronic issues.
We got to take a break, but I read this the other day, and it's so true. It said wellness is more than just not being sick. Okay? Think about that. Wellness is more than just not being sick.
My wife and I and our health coach, Bryn, just had a meeting, an office meeting yesterday, talking about, you know, forecasting for fall newsletters and health talks and things like that. And we were talking about a back to basics series, mm-hmm. like starting with something very basic, which is, what is health? Let's see how many people we can get on the same page with as far as what is health. What does that mean?
It's a good question.
Because it means different things to different people, dramatically different things to different people sometimes. Sure. As you can imagine, we in our practice, we work a lot with people's diet and their nutrition and what they eat on a day-to-day basis. And with that, when we start digging into that subject, what certain people think is good or healthy
right.
is dramatically different. So it's about getting on the same page, coming to an agreement without offending anybody, without any judgment. And so it kind of goes back to what I said earlier, which is we start wherever people are at. We start where you are at. Whatever you're comfortable with, that's where we start. And we take sometimes larger steps if people are ready for those, sometimes baby steps if that's what we need to do. But you hang with us and we will hang with you. We're never going to kick anybody out for going too slow or taking sure. their time or needing to slow things down a little bit. So, I would encourage anybody listening. If any of this resonates with you, check out our website or give us a call or shoot us an email. We're happy to, you know, have a conversation with you about, you know, what you're currently experiencing, anything that, you know, if you have questions about if we can even help you with your certain condition. And we get that all the time. I'm wondering if you can even help me with this or that. And it's like, yeah, believe it or not, we can. And that's why I'm on, you know, that's why we do the radio show, is to, you know, sort of scream from the highest mountain here that my wife and I, like I mentioned, are board certified chiropractic internists and functional medicine practitioners. Most people have no idea what that is. You've never heard of that before. So we're trying to get the word out there that yes, this is the alternative. We are the alternative healthcare providers to the conventional standard that is leading people into this, you know, cesspool of fear and disease and symptoms and no solution. This is chronic and progressive and irreversible. And that's a scary place to be. So if you can do something about your health early, and we can give you some relatively simple food modifications and lifestyle modifications that can change your trajectory, the earlier, the better.
5280functionalmed.com, their number 720-722-0386. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, and the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Sean of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back. A few more minutes here with Dr. Mark Riggs. Once again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. We want to thank Kurt Rogers for allowing us to have this segment today here on his show. It is 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. And Dr. Riggs, I tell you, you know, when we talk about this whole idea of health and all, I mean, you said something a little earlier. I mean, it doesn't just happen. Getting out of shape just happens, okay? But getting well and getting healthy is never just going to happen. We have to take an active role in that process and understand it is going to be a process. We didn't get to where we are overnight. And then making good and different decisions.
Right. That hopefully are evidence-based or at least right. evidence-informed by a professional like my wife and I. So, yeah, we help you cut through the you know, medical misinformation out there and the nutritional misinformation out there that so many of us mm-hmm. have encountered. And, you know, so many patients just don't even know, you know, which end is up when it comes to nutrition and when it comes to lifestyle medicine. And, but that's really where my wife and I live. I mean, you go to, when, if you go to our, visit our research article tab on our website, and there's hundreds of scholarly articles to support how lifestyle factors have an impact on your risk for chronic disease or your ability to reverse chronic disease and establish optimal health. So it's nowadays it's highly evidence-based and at least evidence-informed, and that is how we practice. We're not married to one particular, you know, we're not keto people, right? It's like you come to our practice, it's all keto, 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 or whatever. It's like we base things based on, again, patient history, what we find on physical exam. We're licensed doctors of chiropractic. I mean, all of us doctors get the same basic education in how to be a doctor and how to identify red flags right. in patients that come in with their history or on physical exam. I mean, it just differentiates where, you know, where I went to school, doctors of chiropractic and naturopathic doctors studied together. And just down the road, there was an osteopathic medical school. And we would go to each other's libraries and borrow books for histology or pathology or, you know, biochemistry, because it's all that we're all learning the same basic sciences, right? And so we're not just, you know, the traditional chiropractic doctors, and our practice isn't this traditional chiropractic practice. We're board certified chiropractic internists that are trained in diagnosis and internal disorders. And so that is what we specialize in. So we have patients that come in for chiropractic, but most of our patients come in for functional medicine care and help in achieving optimal health through a more comprehensive diagnostic workup. Right, gathering more pieces of the puzzle than just maybe your basic lipid panel or right. running hemoglobin A1C and glucose. It's a lot more complicated and a lot more nuanced than that. And by running more of these advanced biomarkers, we're not just doing it for fun. We're doing it because it helps us more accurately assess each patient's risk that comes in. So we're gathering that health history. We're performing that physical exam as mm-hmm. all doctors should be doing. And there's no such thing as a chiropractic physical exam or a medical physical exam. It's a physical exam. If you have doctor in front of your name, we should all be doing the same physical exam. So
and Kurt mentioned earlier, like when to come in. And, you know, really, I would just say to our listeners, I don't care how you're feeling. What's it going to hurt? Invest in yourself. And
90
your health.
Minutes.
Come in. Hey, do an exam. Do a good blood panel. And you're going to find out one of two things. Either, hey, you're going to look at them and go, man, you're great. You're very right. fortunate. You're doing all the right things. Or here's a few things we need to tweak. Or you know what? You may catch something early and save somebody's life.
Exactly. And we've had all of them under the sun. We've had patients come in saying, I'm in relatively good health already. Got a little bit of a postnasal drip that seems to be a chronic thing. Got a little bit of soreness in my wrist or whatever. But otherwise, pretty good health. So what would you recommend as far as a couple of good, you know, one or two panels that really most comprehensively mm-hmm. investigates, you know, underlying issues that could be going on that haven't yet manifested in overt symptoms? boom, here we go. We're off and running. That gives me plenty of information. Then we have people coming in with, you know, patients coming in with all sorts of different issues. Yeah. And without getting into all the details, patients coming in with all sorts of overt, you know, diagnoses. I've got type 2 diabetes, or I've got cancer, I've got autoimmune disease. And we're also working with those patients in making healthy adjustments to their diet and their lifestyle, in paving a path, showing them a path towards better health and optimal health that they're never going to get from the conventional medical model, because they're not, the goal is not a path towards optimal health and wellness in conventional medicine. Their goal is to prevent disease and prevent death. And like I said, nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But you, if you're only doing that,
right,
then you're never getting to the optimal health and wellness side, right? So if it's a spectrum from zero in the middle, negative 10 is dead, and positive 10 is, you know, the healthiest that you can be, conventional medicine deals in the negative numbers, getting you away from death towards neutral, right? Whereas my wife and I, we have respect for that, and we're obviously concerned for that as well, but we know when to refer patients to the appropriate acute care physician, mm-hmm, and when we have time to work with patients to get them as far into the positive end of the spectrum as we possibly can.
Right. About 30 seconds. But another challenge, just don't ignore feeling bad. You know, don't ignore. You've had migraines for a long time.
It might be normal to you.
Exactly.
But it's not normal, right? Something that you've been dealing with for a long time, it might be normal to you. It's not normal. And the other thing I'll say before we duck out here is, don't wait for symptoms. We're conditioned for that, though, in our healthcare system, in our medical culture, in our United States culture. Wait for symptoms. Why would I go to the doctor? I'm not experiencing any symptoms. Don't wait for symptoms. That's another thing that's going to be my mission for the next 35 years in practice, is going to be getting people to be a little bit more proactive. Just a little bit more goes a long way in the trajectory of the rest of your life, potentially.
I've learned all these years just to live with a little quirks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're not little quirks
as we get older. Well, Dr. Riggs, hey.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com, 720-722-0386. Join Dr. Riggs and I Fridays, 12:30 to 1 for nutrition and wellness. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Any mortgage needs, Kurt, you'll help them out.
I'll do my best.
All right. 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.